This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live and the live Sunday edition of the program. Of course, you can take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that you'd like to discuss. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. With you in studio tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And of course, you can join us via Skype. Skype username lrn.fm. Toll free number 855-450-FREE. Last night, there was a lot of talk about, a lot of talk about the hurricane in South Carolina, given that we were the only, our station in Myrtle Beach was the only station on, so we actually had 100% of the radio market share for the first probably and only time that we will throughout our entire radio career. So that was kind of fun, and it was cool to be there to listen to folks kind of expressing themselves and what the situation was like down there. But also, a lot of them had opinions about the election, as you might imagine, with the two worst candidates in the history of basically American presidential elections, Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. Now, we did talk about the Donald Trump tapes or whatever, you know, the audio file that was released from 2005, where, you know, he's fairly vulgar on some sort of bus being filmed for some kind of reality show, which is what he does. And that has stirred up a lot of controversy. Mark, you've got a poll about Republicans and how they feel about his comments. We can touch on that here in a moment. But something that we didn't really get into last night, I mean, I kind of talked about it briefly at the beginning of the show, was the Hillary Clinton emails that came out on the same day. So that, I think, is worth focusing on here tonight, since we did talk a lot about the Trump thing last night. It's only fair to cover the Hillary thing here tonight. And we're talking about the WikiLeaks. Now, earlier in the week, last week, there was the big announcement that WikiLeaks was going to be bringing some sort of a so-called October surprise, that Julian Assange was going to give a press conference at 3 in the morning Eastern time in Berlin, where he was going to be announcing some sort of, you know, election-changing news. Well, turns out all it really was a celebration of their 10th anniversary over at WikiLeaks, and there really wasn't any kind of news-breaking announcement at that time. So it was a big kind of a disappointment to a lot of folks. But then, all of a sudden on Friday, WikiLeaks came through with a release of 2,000 emails that were allegedly hacked from her campaign. And I believe John Podesta, who is the campaign chairman, was the victim of the hacks in this particular case. And so in some of these emails are apparently transcripts of speeches that Clinton was giving or had given to, you know, various different Wall Street companies.
Her paid closed-door speeches.
Yes, the things that are not generally available to the public. And so those speeches and the text of the speeches has given some insights for people into, well, let's just say the duplicity of Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, and it would these speeches would have really made a difference in the polls if it wasn't for the fact that Trump is such a vulgar monster.
Well, we'll talk about the polls here in a moment, but BuzzFeed.com has some of the excerpts from Hillary Clinton's closed-door paid speeches, including to financial firms that were made public for the first time Friday when WikiLeaks published hundreds of hacked emails from her campaign chairman. The speech transcripts, a major subject of contention during the Democratic primary, include quotes from Clinton about her distance from the middle class, saying she's kind of far removed, her vision of strategic governing, saying that she needs both a public and a private position, and her views on Wall Street health care and trade policy, where she says that, quote, my dream is a hemispheric common market with open trade and open borders.
What happened to the other hemisphere?
John Podesta, the Clinton campaign chairman, was the latest victim in a wave of hacks on key figures in Democratic politics and the political establishment in what administration officials say is an effort by Russia to undermine the election. By the way, the Guccifer 2.0 hacker, who is not part of WikiLeaks, but one of the people who has hacked the Democratic National Committee, basically said that in his most recent hack, there was essentially no security around the Clinton the Clinton, I think it was like the Clinton Foundation or something like that, is what he hacked recently. And so it really wasn't much of a hack job. He said it was pretty easy to get in. Anyway, the email, let's see, there's a Clinton Research Director Tony Kark, who sent excerpts in an email to Podesta and other senior aides, including the flags from HRC's paid speeches to the Harry Walker Agency, the firm that represented Clinton and arranged her dozens of public and private paid speeches after she left the State Department in early 2013. The email's dated January 25th of this year with the subject line, HRC paid speeches. Kark identified and sent the highlights in an email telling Podesta and Clinton's communications director that there were, quote, a lot of policy positions that we should give an extra scrub, unquote, with the campaign's policy department. Now, what does that even mean? They are going to give an extra scrub to a lot of policy positions. I don't even understand what that, like, terminology, what that political term might actually be
massage it. I don't know.
Yeah, nor me. Maybe it just means they need to look at these speeches and maybe think of a way to rephrase it.
It doesn't sound open or transparent.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Anyway, they just sort of go on to talk about the, let's see, some of the background behind how this stuff got released. The flagged excerpts don't provide context for Clinton's remarks, but include several comments in which she appears to express strong pro-trade sentiments. Quote, my dream is a hemispheric common market with open trade and open borders. We have to resist protectionism, she says. Other kinds of barriers to market access and to trade. So the private Clinton actually sounds pretty decent.
Sounds pretty good.
In that particular statement. Now, it's not going to get me to vote for her, but...
It doesn't make Democrats pleased, I can tell you that.
Yeah, the New York Mag article I was reading said in the beginning that this would be a nightmare for them, if not for Trump, but it doesn't sound so bad.
Well, I mean, I guess from our perspective, that sounds pretty good. Like, I like the idea of open borders. So she won a point with me there. But the fact that, you know, she's a liar does not win any points with me. She's not saying publicly her private positions. There's two different Hillary Clintons. There's the one that campaigns to Democrats, and then there's the one that talks in this way to industry people and banksters and folks like that.
Yeah. I wonder how Democrats can justify in their minds that their candidate speaks in private in one way and public in another when they're so upset about a candidate who speaks one way in private and another way in public. I mean, I think everybody does that. But, I mean, at least Trump in this case isn't about policy.
Let's see here. Late last year, Clinton said she would look into releasing these transcripts. She never did, arguing that Republicans and others should also release their speeches. She said, quote, let everybody who's ever given a speech to any private group under any circumstances release them. We'll all release them at the same time. Which, of course, she said, knowing that no one else would do something like that.
They're not running for president.
So now her speeches have been released without her consent. Late into the primary, Bernie Sanders argued that the American people had a right to know what Clinton had told well-heeled audiences on Wall Street about her economic policy. Quote, we all rely on the market's transparency and integrity, so even if it may not be 100% true, the perception is that somehow the game is rigged. That should be a problem for all of us, and we have to be willing to make that absolutely clear, said Clinton in one excerpt, softening an assertion she's made frequently on the trail, saying on publicly she would say that the economy is rigged in favor of those at the top. In the same remarks attributed to a 2014 speech to Deutsche Bank, Clinton also said that much of financial reform, quote, really has to come from the industry itself, almost like she's calling for self-regulation rather than government regulation.
Sounds like what she's calling for is, her not having to do anything about it.
Clinton opposes the Trans-Pacific Partnership, but has faced criticisms from both Sanders and Trump for adopting what they charge is a politically convenient stance. The apparent speech transcripts have spilled out into the public as young voters and progressives, including those who flocked to Sanders' campaign, still have questions about Clinton and may turn to a third-party candidate in the fall. In one excerpt identified as part of a speech to Xerox in March of 2014, Clinton talked about the need for, quote, two sensible, moderate, pragmatic parties. And then they actually give full excerpts from several of her emails here. You're welcome to share your thoughts. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. Plus, the Dilbert creator, Scott Adams, he's not supporting Trump, but he believes that Trump's going to win the election. And he says that the recent release of the outrageous comments about grabbing women in their vaginal areas aren't going to affect him. And, Mark, you've got some statistics that might back that up as well. 855-450-FREE is the toll-free number. You can join us here. More corruption from politicians on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step one, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step two, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step three, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
You are what you eat? No, not true. You are what you can absorb, because not absorbing nutrition leads to nutritional deficiency and degenerative diseases. Medication does not fix nutritional deficiencies, and North American soil is now 85% nutritionally depleted. That means your body is not getting the vitamins it needs from just grown foods. Introducing Protovite, the world's first and only full-spectrum protosomal supplement. Protovite is a proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. That's rapid absorption. Then Protovite liquid continues to release sustained nutrition in the stomach, intestines, and colon over a prolonged period of time. See Protovite in action. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video today at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Or call 502-410-3411. 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing PIX Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with PIX and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PIXWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick PIX and get connected today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Join us on this live Sunday edition of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Whether it's the frustrations that people are having with Clinton or Trump, The upcoming debate, which is scheduled for 9 o'clock Eastern time tonight. Last time there was a debate, we did play some of the audio here and just sort of comment on the nonsense that was coming out of the candidates' mouths. So we may do that again here tonight. So you can bring up anything that you want. Plus, coming up, Johnny Ray's got some media-related stuff to talk about. You have an Android game of the week, Johnny Ray, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I've been playing a fun little combination of chess and Civ, I would describe it as.
Talk more about that on the way here, and you can share your thoughts. We go to the phones and to the fun. Let's talk first to Dave in New Hampshire. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dave.
Hey, you may be aware that there's been some craziness going on with the U.S. taking some Russian diplomats out and suspending some diplomatic contacts with Russia over Syria, and this kind of Cold War reboot that's been seems to be gathering a lot of steam. I'm almost probably calling about this too early, but I was wondering if maybe NHExit should do something about it. Obviously, our powers are somewhat limited, but I have a scenario that I think might be of some value.
You're going to have to say what. You have to explain what NHExit is first.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're just a secessionist group in New Hampshire. There's more than one, but we're one of them.
Okay.
Anyway, so you want the secessionists in New Hampshire to address the Russian potential for conflict situation?
Yeah, because there's so much historical precedent. You think about like when Montenegro was being bombed by Washington. They tried to separate themselves from Serbia to a certain extent, make clear you shouldn't be bombing us because we're not part of this. And they were probably right to a large extent. Then you look at the Cuban Missile Crisis, there were a lot of informal contacts that started springing up when the diplomacy broke down. And that's what was able to sort of rebuild communication and get the thing turned off. So what I was thinking was maybe an open letter to the consulate, the nearest consulate in the United States, which, you know, should not be overly friendly. I don't like the Jesse Jackson or Jane Fonda approach, but there should be some sort of contact. If the federals are trying to cut off contact with Russia, then we individuals should be remaking it and bringing the issue of independence to the table.
Yeah, what if the Russian government would fund secession movements? I mean, if you think about it, Dave, well, you're laughing, Mark, but the Russian government is basically, to some extent, an enemy of the United States government. And if you look at RT, for instance, the Russia Today is what RT stands for. They don't usually say that, but that's what it stands for.
Or did, at least at one point.
Does KFC still stand for Kentucky Fried Chicken? Of course it does. But they don't call the restaurant that anymore. They call it KFC. So it's RT, and it is a channel that is very critical of the U.S. government. In fact, RT has had people who are actual libertarians, like Abby Martin and also Adam Kokesh, on as hosts of their shows on their station. Whereas, you know, most other networks, news networks in the United States won't give libertarians the time of day. I'm accepting Fox News. Fox Business has Kennedy on now, and they've had in the past Andrew Napolitano and Stossel. So I'll give Fox a pass on that one.
I would resign from any group that I might be in that funded in its activities by the Russian government knowingly.
Why?
Why?
I'm just curious. Why? Like, what's the problem with taking Russian government money to oppose the state of the United States?
Personally, very dangerous.
I wouldn't knowingly take it.
What was the reason? Why not? I'm sorry.
I beg your pardon. Well, I guess just because it's partly because it's stolen property, but also because they are bad.
Yeah, they're bad.
They're a bad bunch.
Sure, but the enemy of my enemy is my friend, right?
Wouldn't want to be associated with them, except in the sense that.
So what you're saying is, what you're saying is, if Russia Today wanted to hire you to host a show, and they told you, Dave, you can have whatever editorial viewpoint you want. You can criticize Russia if you want to. We're not going to tell you what to say or not to say. But if they said, you know, we love the Ridley Report and we want you to start reporting for us, do a national show, you know, you'd turn it down based on the fact that they're funded by the government?
Yeah, I wouldn't do that. I wouldn't work for RT.
Gotcha. Yeah, see, I don't care, personally. You know, as far as wherever the – if the money's coming from a group that opposes the United States government, even though they might be bad people, at the very least, if it's money in our hands, we're not going to do bad things with it.
Well, yeah, one thing you need to consider is that it's a distribution channel. Whether it's money or not, and it is money, but there's a distribution channel. People are consuming that. So if you can provide those people with the ideas of liberty, then that's a value, certainly.
Yeah, I think what you do need to be doing is talking to those people. And part of the reason why you talk to them is because they're bad and you want them to stop doing bad things.
But would you refuse to be interviewed by RT?
The scenario as I game it out, one of the steps might be to request of the Russian government some very token, you know, gesture of goodwill, like releasing one POW specifically named, or like letting one truck through a blocked area or something like something very small. That they would have an incentive to give the way they gave things to Jesse Jackson, you know, or not him, not the Russians, but the Serbians, you know, just because he was reaching out to them and they wanted to embarrass the central government of the United States, that kind of thing there might be something to that.
Dave, what did you mean earlier when you said that I think the U.S. was expending diplomatic contacts in the Middle East or Russian diplomatic contacts or something? Expending them? Did I hear you wrong?
They were suspending, I think, all contacts and discussions over Syria.
Okay.
Suspending those discussions with the United States?
The United States was suspending them with Russia.
The U.S. is suspending them. Gotcha. So what you're saying is New Hampshire secessionists and other secessionists in the United States should contact Russia and open up some sort of diplomatic communications with them.
Don't you think it'd be more effective if we just started a Twitter or Facebook campaign that was like, "Hey, hashtag Hey Russia," and saying, "Look, I remember when they did this with there was supposed to be Iran and Israel. There was supposed to be a conflict, and Israelis and Iranians began sending messages back and forth to each other on Facebook saying, "Look, this is our government's problem. This isn't us. We're not doing that." This is something that would sort of be empowering to the individuals out there, because although I like NHX, I wouldn't really consider myself a member of it. I mean, you know, I guess
there's no membership.
Right. Well, you know, but who's responsible for sending this this messaging to, you know, the
whoever wants to take responsibility.
The Russian consulate? Well, you know. I think I'd be better off writing a letter saying it's either the Russian consulate but Facebook and Twitter are easier, and then other people can see them, and then maybe they'll do them too.
Dave, if RT wanted to interview you for a piece, would you be an interviewee on RT?
Oh, sure, yeah. I would. I don't think I'd turn much of anyone down for something.
Should
like
Daryl
that,
Perry have turned down their invitation to a debate that he attended earlier this year?
Oh, boy, now I haven't given that. I think he's probably.
I'd say take the publicity if you can take it. Thanks, Dave, for the call. It's Free Talk Live.
All right, thanks. See your present and future hidden in your past. Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, PhD, are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled AKASHICUniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
ProPure Water Filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro 1 G2.0 and Pro Max filters are independent, lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In a crisis, your number one need is food, but not just any food. Experts say everyone needs to have non-perishable, good for 25 years, survival food on hand in case of an emergency. Well, right now, in what is truly an unprecedented move, 72-hour survival food kits are being given away to listeners while supplies last. Survival food is more important today than ever before, explains Frank Pates, a spokesman for the company. Natural disasters, terrorist attacks, and other threats can make obtaining sufficient food impossible in an emergency. emergency. This 72-hour survival kit has 16 servings of delicious food rated for 25 years of storage. It sells to the general public for $27 plus shipping and has been rated 4.5 out of 5 stars by customers who paid full price. But listeners who act quickly can get it free, just cover $9.95 shipping. Go to freefood2.com right now. Supplies are limited and the program may end at any time. Go to freefood2.com now. That's freefood2.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You can join us here toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. A lot of people, I think, are looking forward to the debate tonight with their drinking games ready.
Watch out for alcohol poisoning, people.
Yep, to watch the S show, because it just keeps getting worse, swirling down towards the bottom of the drain, so to speak. We'll get into...
What has America become?
Yeah, do you guys watch them?
Generally, I will not.
Part of it.
I won't watch debates, but this last one, I did watch part of it, and we might share some of the audio from tonight, because it's a special year. I mean, I normally don't buy into the whole, this is the most important election thing, and I'm not going to say this is the most important election, but it is the most entertaining of the elections that I've experienced. So
it seems like a culmination of American democracy.
Yep, it's true. I mean, how could it get much worse? Well, it probably can, but so far it's pretty bad. This is like definitely an apex.
It seems hard to believe.
I listen to, as far as the debates go, I listen to the Tom Woods podcast. He gets together with Lou Rockwell and talks about them. Those are good.
Isn't Rockwell supporting Trump?
I think he... It seems like it. Based on the articles you see over at LouRockwell.com, which is unfortunate, but maybe he's backed off a little bit on that.
I bet you Freedom's Phoenix, on the other hand, is not supporting Trump. That's a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. You can get the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty over at freedomsphoenix.com. They've got a daily dispatch, which comes right into your email box, which is a great way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. Freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. We were just talking with Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, and he was discussing the tensions between the United States government and the Russian government, was suggesting secessionists, like here in New Hampshire, should reach out to the Russian consulate and, I don't know, try to connect with them somehow.
Broker a line of communication.
Right. If the U.S. government isn't going to talk to them, then maybe the people individually should be sending things to them. And that sort of led me to a larger discussion of, what if the Russian government offered money to the secessionist movements here in the United States? I mean, if indeed the U.S. is the enemy of the Russian government, then wouldn't they have an interest in funding any sort of thing, any concept that could help damage the legitimacy or damage the power and the strength of the U.S. government? And in theory, the secession movements, were they to be successful, would be a major hit to the U.S. government's world power and their ability to control people all around the globe, especially here in the United States. It would seem to me that that would actually be maybe worth pitching to the Russian government. Like, hey, you got a few million bucks you want to send our way? We could put it to good use.
Humans are often swayed, I think always is a term that I want to use here, always swayed by money. And so when you begin accepting the money from the Russian government, mm-hmm. it is a very short path from accepting money from the Russian government to making excuses for how their government works.
Yeah.
And, you know, what they do. And this is an organization that I would not want to make excuses for. I mean, you know, when I look at governments, I begin thinking about charts like the Free the World, Free the World charts, the Heritage Foundation for Economic Freedom charts, social freedom charts.
Russia is not near the top of those charts.
Russia is not above the United States on these charts. I think about things where they're beating up homosexuals in the streets.
I don't support the Russian government.
Right. Well, I mean, I get where I get that you are.
But if they want to cut a check to the secessionist movement here in New Hampshire, I wouldn't say we should turn it down.
I see what you're saying. What I hear, though, is I'm wondering, well, what if RT decided to, hey, you know what you guys should do? You should do your radio program in our studio for lots. We'll build you a studio in New Hampshire and it'll be,
But we already have a studio.
Glitzy and special cameramen, everything you need to make a really great television program for 3 hours per night during primetime television. We'll put you on the air. It'd be awesome. And we'll pay you money. Now, that's where I'm like, oh,
well, I wouldn't do that because that would give them some level of control over the show. I mean, the reason why I originally built my own studio for Free Talk Live back in 2002 when we started doing this show was because I did not want to be under the thumb of any radio management, and I wouldn't want to be under the thumb of RT and their management or whatever. I wouldn't want to give them any kind of ability to control the content or control the existence of his show. So I personally wouldn't take that deal. Now, why someone would take it who doesn't have any of those things, I understand that, right? Like if you're Adam Kokesh and you don't have a studio of your own, or your studio consists of a microphone and a laptop, and then they're offering all this glitzy stuff, and he's already living in D.C. or whatever, or is going to move there for that purpose, then, if you want to chase that around, that's fine. I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with that, and it's my understanding that they did give Adam editorial control over his show. That there wasn't anybody who was telling him what to do. But one of the concerns, beyond the concern of I want to have control over my own equipment and my own studio, beyond that concern, shows on RT seem to have a finite length. Like, Adam's not on anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know if they still have Abby Martin on or not.
What about Tom Hartman? He was doing one.
Hartman was on. I think they may still have Hartman on. Ed Schultz, another Democrat, is, I believe, still on their network.
Yeah.
But
all the Democrats work for Russia Today.
It's not necessarily an indictment of Russia Today to say that their shows don't last forever. That's true on other shows or other networks as well, right? Mm-hmm. Like, not every show lasts forever. In fact, most of them probably don't last a very long time just overall. And that's true in the radio business as well. There's the we just saw news this week that the replacement that they got for Dennis Miller, who lasted for a long
Dennis
time.
Dennis Miller's gone?
Miller's been gone for a couple of years now.
Okay.
Dennis Miller, who calls himself a libertarian but isn't, was kind of like one of the most successful Hollywood stars to transition to radio.
Yeah, he got up every morning.
Yeah,
he did the show.
And he was on, yeah, right. And he was on for like 7 years. So he actually did a pretty long run of a syndicated show. Most Hollywood guys, they like want to try radio. They get the gig.
It's real work.
And then they don't, you know, they just give up or whatever. And so the guy they got to replace Dennis Miller is already done. He's already done. He's been on for like a year or two and it's over. They're not renewing his contract.
I'd like to apologize to everybody who does real work and for calling radio real work. It is more real work than doing, you know, movies and things like that.
Well, Johnny Ray, I don't know if you disagree with that. Johnny Ray does a lot. I know he doesn't do movies, but he's an actor, and you know,
he's also the Liberty janitor. Which one would you? Which one's more real work, Johnny Ray?
The scariest thing is coming on Free Talk Live. The work being a janitor is harder work than doing radio or doing community theater. I haven't been paid for doing theater in a long time. So the great thing about community theater is if you don't want to go to a rehearsal, you don't feel bad about it.
No, I still feel bad about it.
Well, that's you're you and I'm me.
So, no, I wouldn't want to have RT having any kind of creative control, and I wouldn't want to have them to have the ability to just pull a carpet out from under me. So, no, I wouldn't take that deal. But I can understand, Mark, why you would be concerned with others possibly being tempted by those situations. But it wouldn't affect me at all.
And when I don't think it would affect you either.
When you think about the whole picture, you realize that there's a lot of organizations out there whose motives you know are pure, mm-hmm. and you could spend your time and effort with them instead of the Russian government. You know, there's countless number of organizations out there whose motives you know are better than the Russians.
Yeah, but
now, if they're just going to give you a check, then that's one thing, but they're not going to do that. Necessarily.
Well, we don't know. I mean, we haven't been offered a check. But if it's true that they didn't give any kind of editorial suggestion or control, or that they didn't remove any control from Adam Kokesh, then there may well be like, oh, well, we just like what you're doing because you're destroying the legitimacy of the United States government, and so we support that. If that's the motive, then I don't think there's anything inherently wrong with that. Obviously, stealing money from people is wrong, but the fact is they've already stolen the money, and so, you know, are they going to spend that money on enforcing, you know, tyrannical laws in Russia or send it to people opposing the U.S. government? I'd rather have them doing the latter. The toll-free number here tonight is 855-450-FREE. You had some questions in relation to, like, working for governments. I want to get into that coming up here, Johnny Ray, and you can share your thoughts on Free Talk Live.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. TLC Laser Eye Centers is now offering great prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology for less than what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-929-5733. Even better, if you're one of the first 100 callers, ask about an extra $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's $200 off per eye. We've already performed over 2 million procedures. Let us help you. Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve for less than what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-929-5733. 1-800-929-5733.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson of the Genesis Communications Network. Over the 30-plus years I've been in finance, I can see that the world economy is now at a critical point. Unlimited money creation and runaway debt could trigger a collapse of the financial system. It's imperative that you protect yourself in case of hyperinflation or even deflation. Investment Rarities has put together a survival bag of 200 silver quarters. These 90% silver quarters are dated 1964 and earlier. Each quarter is worth almost $5. If a quarter has already reached $5, the trend is obviously on your side. These survival bags sell for $8.95 delivered. Call 800-328-1860 to order today. Not only can these quarters be used for barter in a brief period of hyperinflation, they have the potential to appreciate 5 to 10 times. Call 800-328-1860. Get one for each member of your family. Call 800-328-1860. That's 800-328-1860.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free here. The number's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype. Skype username is lrn.fm. And if you thought about starting up your own website or blog, but you just haven't done it because, yeah, it seems like an intimidating process, well, the good news is the folks over at HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, are not only offering Free Talk Live listeners like you a incredibly special deal of 50% off of their regular prices, but they also offer you a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress, and they've got 24/7 over-the-phone and live chat tech support.
We worked very hard, by the way, in getting you, Ian, really worked very hard in getting this special offer for our listeners, this 50% off. This is not common for HostGator.
Yeah, I didn't expect it because they told us previously that 30%, which was the original deal that we'd come up with,
yeah,
was their best offer that they offer anybody.
And you just weren't impressed. We wanted more.
Well, I thought it was pretty decent, but...
Well, at the very least, you sent me back blindly to get a better deal. And
you know,
thanks for that. I appreciate the fact that you were already impressed with their deal and sent me back for a better one, as though my time is of no value.
Well, apparently, it is valuable to our listeners, hopefully, who might be wanting some website hosting and can now get it for an incredible deal. So you get the over-the-phone tech support, the live chat, and you get a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and simplicity of use into your hands. Plus, they've got 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about
it's pretty impressive
outages. Yep. So go to HostGator.com/FTL. If you don't go to the /FTL, you don't get those special rates.
You will get to see whether or not that 50% is legit, though.
That's true. HostGator.com/FTL. And the catch on this is the longer the initial term that you buy, the better your deal is going to be. So you're going to get 50% off no matter what, but if you buy like their 3-year term, you get 50% off for the
3-year term.
And then on the renewal of that 3-year term, you pay the regular.
We can't do anything about that.
Yeah, we couldn't do anything about that. But anyway, nonetheless, great deal. HostGator.com/FTL. for that special offer. Now, Johnny Ray, I want to get into this discussion in a moment about working for, you know, Russia Today / other government agencies, because you were asking some good questions during one of the breaks. And, you know, whenever good conversation happens during the break, I'm always like, whoa, let's talk about this on the air. But first, we're going to the phones and your calls and thoughts, where Parker is on the line in Washington State on via Skype. Go ahead, Parker.
Hey, guys. So I have this idea that I think kind of ties into what the last caller was talking about secession and the use of having Russia fund it. I don't necessarily agree or disagree with that idea, but in order to have some sort of secession thing work, you have to have a lot of other elements that are at play to support it. You guys know about ride sharing via Uber, Arcade City, and Lyft, right?
That's right, yep. Well, yes.
And you guys are also familiar with the Cell 411.
Right.
My idea is to have something similar to ride sharing, but I call it defense sharing, whereby a company sets up an app where you have something kind of like an Uber driver, but a defense personnel, and then you have the people that utilize those services. So if you are ever in a situation where you need help, you can contact someone. You know who's coming to help you. You know, as someone who's going to help someone, you know exactly who you're helping, and you can help them as needed.
Aren't also, you basically talking about what Cell 411 already does, but maybe for like a commercial purpose? Is that essentially what you're describing?
Essentially, yes. The thing is that in order for it to work, people need to have some understanding of how to conduct an investigation, how to de-escalate situations, how to...
So you're talking about taking the Cell 411 model, which is an app for listeners that don't know. It's a free app for iPhone and Android. You download this thing, you install it, and then you can actually send emergency alerts from your phone, GPS-based emergency alerts, to your friends or family or neighbors or whoever else it is that has Cell 411. You can have different cells. So, for instance, if I want my immediate neighbors to respond to something, I could send out an alert to a cell of that is full of my neighbors, or there could be a cell with family members in it, or all of the above. It's a brilliant tool.
Tells them your location.
It's awesome. Yeah, tells them who's in trouble, what the trouble is. So, like, something's on fire, medical emergency, I'm pulled over, I'm broken down. Yeah, there's a bunch of different options, and it gives them a GPS map location. It'll give them turn-by-turn directions if they need to figure out how to get there, if they're willing to respond. And it basically asks them, are you available to respond to this? And then each person who receives the alert can say yes or no. And whether they say yes or no, there's the ability to stream live video of what's going on so your friends can then watch what's happening to you. It's an amazing app, and it's free, so there's no reason why anybody shouldn't have this thing. I mean, you absolutely need to have
it. None of my family uses it, so it's like, what's the point in me having it if no one I know?
Oh yeah, if nobody else has
it.
It
has a interaction recording feature that stores the interaction on the cloud. So
that's
if
true.
You think of it as your protection, if you can switch your brain over and begin to think of your phone as your protection device and Cell 411 as your protection service,
yeah,
then you will at the very least, and it's extraordinarily valuable, have the interaction, whatever that was recorded, and it can't be taken away.
Well, another thing about Cell 411 is there's also a public alert option. So, you know, if you want just your friends to respond, and you actually have friends with Cell 411, like here in Keene, a bunch of people have Cell 411 within the Liberty community. But if you're the only one, or at least the only one you know that has Cell 411, you could still, in theory, send out a public alert, and then anyone who you don't know that's within a certain radius would be able to see your alert and possibly respond. So that's an option with Cell 411. But what you're saying, Parker, is that you want to take that Cell 411 concept and the software and have some sort of private company or, you know, protection organization that's not the government police using that particular sort of mechanism or software or tool to respond to paying customers with professionals who have been trained in how to respond to things. Is that what I'm hearing from you?
Yeah, basically. I mean, professionals, semi-professional, you know, something like that. But, I mean, the Cell 411 is great, but once someone is accosted in such a way as to where a crime has been committed, you as the responder have no means to investigate the happenings of the crime that was just committed and to pursue the investigation to its rightful conclusion.
Yeah, that's true. We don't have very much in the way of alternatives to the government police. Now, they do exist in some places. So, like in Detroit, Michigan, there's the, I believe it's called the Threat Defense Center, if I'm recalling correctly. And that is the reason why the Threat Defense Center is existing and as successful as they are is because the Detroit police are absolutely horrible and have essentially dropped the ball. They've closed some of their offices. They have shut their offices down to
policing as a public service barely exists in the municipality known as Detroit.
At some of the areas of it, at the very least, it doesn't even exist at all or barely exists.
Yes.
And so Threat Defense Center has sort of come about in response to that. So the real trick of what you're talking about of creating some sort of private alternative to government police, and I think a lot of libertarians and voluntarists want to see that happen someday, is funding it and, you know, finding enough potential customers who are willing to both pay taxes and, on top of that, hire protection services. Now, usually that's something that is only in the area of, like, rich people, Donald Trump types, you know, people who can afford to hire their own private security, gated communities and things like that. I mean, it's breaking out of that paradigm is the real challenge.
Yeah, there's some drawbacks. I mean, you have to find people that are of a libertarian mindset who are willing to train people to do the sort of things like the only crimes that should be investigated or stopped would be murder, theft, assault, rape, trespassing, and vandalism.
Well, the thing is, you don't have to have people who necessarily are of a libertarian mindset to create a protection company, but it doesn't hurt to have people with that particular philosophy. Hopefully we'll see that someday in New Hampshire. Thanks for the call, Parker. I appreciate it. Where, you know, you got to have the numbers. You have to have numbers of people who are willing to work in that business and people who are willing to hire those people to provide some sort of investigative services.
So I think a lot of people, when it comes to crime, don't necessarily want to be made whole. I'm not saying that there aren't people that want to be made whole. But my first concern when it comes to crime is that the act stop.
Yes,
if somebody shows up and begins filming whatever's going on, whether that crime is being committed by a public official or a, you know, private citizen or, you know, somebody from outside the country, I don't care. Once the cameras are on, then I don't need anybody to ascertain who's right, who's wrong, or anything like that. Get some footage of it, and then we can figure it out from there.
So this is something that, you know, is a ways off from happening in any decent, you know, amount of places. It's interesting to look into the Threat Defense Center because they provide a real-life example of people providing alternatives to police today, and I think there's a lot that can be learned from them. Hour 2's on the way. You can join us here. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com. You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. Healthexcellenceselect.com. Healthexcellenceselect.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic email readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, akashicuniversal.com, spelled akashicuniversal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit akashicuniversal.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.